Hello, and welcome to the Keto for Christ podcast. Have you been struggling to have success with keto? Have you tried it in the past, had great results, but somehow life happened and you gained it all back? It's so much more difficult the second time around, am I right? Trust me, friend, I understand and I feel your pain, frustration, and disappointment because that's exactly what happened to me. My name is Cherie Haynes, and I am so passionate about getting the message of keto out into the world. But what if I told you that bringing God into the equation could make all the difference? As Philippians 4:13 states, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." So, do you want to do keto the easy way or the hard way? If you'd like to do keto the easy way, please join me each week as I share simple strategies for keto and as we pray together for the strength and commitment we need to honor this temple God has given us so that we can better serve Him. I believe when we do keto for Christ, success will be inevitable. Let's go ahead and jump into today's show. Hello, my sweet friend. How are you? I so appreciate you joining me again this week on the Keto for Christ podcast. Well, if you remember, last week I took you on a journey with me to experience peace, joy, gratitude, and beauty by simply allowing ourselves to be present and in the moment. Today, I will be covering some other actionable steps you can take towards reducing your stress, relaxing, and burning more fat. This is actually a sneak peek into what a coaching session with me will look like in my 90-day total transformation program. As I mentioned in previous episodes, I recently became a certified health and life coach through the Health Coach Institute, so much of today's episode comes from their amazing program. So let's talk about how to relax. Why is this important, you ask? Well, because when you are relaxed, you burn more fat. When you are stressed, you accumulate more fat. Have you heard of digestive stress? Well, when you feel bloated or undigested after you eat, this has about 25% to do with what you eat and about 75% to do with who you are being when you eat. So are you moving at warp speed, constantly eating on the go, and multitasking as you eat? This is highly likely in our fast-paced world, but these are all ways in which we feed the stress response, and stress is the opposite of relaxation. When we move through life too fast, we inevitably eat fast, which destroys our metabolism and creates digestive upset. It results in meals eaten under a physiologic stress response and diminishes our calorie burning power. Therefore, the slower you eat, the faster you metabolize. The more relaxed you are throughout your day, the more energy you will have. I bet you didn't know that, did you? Me either, until I took this program. But what an easy way to get more in control, right? So here's the kicker. You can have the healthiest keto meal on the planet, but if you eat it in a stressed out, anxious state, your digestion is dramatically diminished. I hear you, friend. You want to know how all of this works inside the body, but an easy to understand way, am I right? All right. Well, the salivary enzyme content in the mouth is reduced. The breakdown of protein, fat, and carbs in the stomach is impaired. The blood flow to the small intestines decreases as much as 4 times, which translates into decreased absorption of vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients. So I have a question for you. Have you ever had the experience of eating a full meal and still being hungry? Like you just can't get satiated no matter how much you eat? Well, this is a good sign that the stress response is on and your body is not absorbing nutrients. So I'm sure you've heard of cortisol, right? This is the hormone that is released when we are experiencing stress. Studies show that increased cortisol in the system leads to fat accumulation. So people who tend to gain weight primarily around the belly likely experience chronic low-level stress as excess cortisol production, and this is just so frustrating, right? So I'm curious, friend, what are some of the stressors you've been experiencing lately, and how has your body been responding to that stress? Does this sound familiar at all? You wake up late, which leads to no time for breakfast or putting your makeup on. So you're starving, don't feel presentable to the world, and it goes downhill from there. You walk in 5 minutes late to your morning meeting at work, get called into your boss's office afterwards and are given yet another warning, and then you're so ravenous by lunch that you eat a whole personal pizza from the cafeteria in less than 5 minutes, and the vicious cycle continues. So you're still hungry all afternoon because your body wasn't able to properly digest the pizza, and you've got a ton of work to catch up on this evening, so you grab some McDonald's on your way home. Unfortunately, if the body is even in a low-level stress state most of the time, then you may lose a few pounds here and there. But ultimately, no amount of calorie counting or treadmilling will get you where you want to go. So your task is to do something of great difficulty for most people, and that is to relax. Friend, listen to what God's word says in Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Again, we don't have to do this on our own. In times of high stress, simply turn to your Father who will provide you with that rest that you so desperately need. So, what are some things that you do to relax? What's that you say? No time? I think you and I both need to hear this reminder from Deuteronomy 5 verses 12 through 14. Observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy, as the Lord your God has commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. God has actually commanded us to rest. Now, I am the first to admit that I don't always honor the Sabbath, and I've been working on this myself. But I believe if we trust God with this, He will fulfill His promise to us, as He always does. So, do you think you could maybe start trying to make some time to read, or take a bubble bath, maybe go for a walk, or perhaps drink a cup of tea? There are so many ways we can naturally relax if we are just more intentional about making it a priority. Okay, so back to cortisol. How do we stop producing so much of this stuff? Well, the answer is to slow down. If you normally eat breakfast in 5 minutes, make it 10. If you normally take 10 minutes, bump it up to 15. And my preferred method is to give yourself at least 20 minutes for lunch and dinner. This is something we call the 20-minute meal. Now, I know this might take some planning, but I think it can be done. Even if you just start trying to incorporate a 20-minute meal 2 to 3 times per week, remember, it will help to boost your metabolism. And there isn't anything you have to change about what you are eating, simply who you are being while you're eating. Think of this time as a gift to yourself and those around you. Don't you deserve 20 minutes to enjoy your meal and properly nourish the body God has given you? Well, I'd like to share a strategy to de-stress your body and move it into a maximum nutritional metabolic state. And the great news is, this only takes 2 minutes. so you'll be able to eat stress-free anywhere, anytime, and tap into your metabolic power instantly. So how do we do this? Well, we are going to trick your central nervous system. And the shortcut to turning off stress and activating a psychological relaxation response is conscious breathing. When we are in a stressful state, if we consciously adopt the deep, rhythmic breathing pattern characteristic of the relaxed state, we fool the central nervous system. The result is a shift from a state of low digestive activity to full digestive force. Many people have even cured heartburn, IBS, constipation, and fatigue by regularly using this simple technique. So, with any meal or snack, anytime food is about to cross your lips, try to remember to start asking yourself, am I about to eat under stress? If the answer is yes, pause and take 10 long, slow, deep breaths. And 10 long breaths is about 2 minutes. There's actually a technique called 5-5-7 breath. You'll inhale for 5 seconds, hold your breath for 5 seconds, and then exhale for 7 seconds. If you'd like, we can go ahead and practice this together. So just sit comfortably with your spine straight, feet flat on the floor. Your eyes can be open or closed, unless of course you're driving. And we will try a few of these breaths to turn on the relaxation response and fire up your metabolism. So are you ready? All right. Let's inhale for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now exhale for 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, let's inhale 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And exhale for 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So again, you'll do this exercise for 2 minutes, and that is how quickly you can get into a state of relaxation. You can do this anywhere, anytime, and I love it because it's absolutely free. And trust me, friend, when I say this works. I know it might sound silly, but this technique has helped me numerous times when I am feeling anxious and overwhelmed. Now, I don't always remember to do it, but when I do, I immediately feel relief. That's why I really want to encourage you to take a chance and try this for yourself. You can also do this in your car, at work, or before bed. And I promise you're going to start noticing that you are more focused, more productive, and more energized. Well, friend, I hope you enjoyed this sample session. Please let me know if you'd like for me to sprinkle these in more often. And now let's go ahead, as always, and end in prayer. Father, thank you for giving us everything we need to fully relax and embrace the amazing lives you've blessed us with. We so easily get off track and distracted by the stresses of this world, so please remind us to come to you when we are weary and burdened, so that you can give us rest. In your Son's name we pray, amen. I just wanted to remind you, friend, that you're not on this journey alone. You have me, Cherie Haynes, as your Keto for Christ coach, as well as others here in our community. And best of all, you have our Heavenly Father supporting you as well. We all know you have what it takes to achieve your true potential and God's purpose for your life. please connect with me on social media so that I will know how I can continue to better serve you. You can find me on Facebook by searching Cherie Haynes or on Instagram, and my handle is @KetoLifeIsHealth. And if you're finding value in this podcast, please help me spread this powerful message by subscribing and leaving me a review on iTunes so that others can join us in the Keto for Christ movement too.